the first occasion I had to preach after the Haitian tragedy was at St. James in Shelbyville. I began my sermon, I preached on the text, two texts actually, they have no wine, and they fill them to the brim. I think that the wonderful thing about the miracle at wedding, at the miracle at the wedding in Cana is the powerful cooperation between what Christ Jesus does and what the faithful servants do. First of all, what I said to the congregation was that based on my experience last week, I had a deep appreciation of Mary. She saw the potential crisis. She saw the potential embarrassment. And sometimes I think seeing, really seeing, is one of the hardest things we do. And I shared with the congregation an event out of my childhood. When I was a little boy, there was a pipe that allowed a stream to pass through the road to our house. It was a culvert. And as a little boy, I was crawling in it, in the pipe. Boys do stupid things, and 8-year-old boys can be particularly stupid. And I got caught in this pipe under the road. And I can remember my head was about an inch from the water. And I couldn't go forward, and I couldn't go backwards. And I was trapped. And I will never forget the panic. So the point I made in the sermon was, sometimes it's just horribly hard to see. And when I look at pictures of people trapped in rubble because of my early experience as a child, I can still feel the claustrophobia. And I cannot imagine the horror. So sometimes it's very hard to look at horror and to take it in. And I was appreciative of our Lord's mother's ability to look. That's the first thing we have to do. We have to see the horror in Haiti. We have to see it and let it impact us and let the impending tragedy of it affect us. And the other thing I talked about from the gospel reading that was so moving to me is the servants fill the jugs to the brim. And I love that detail. They didn't just do a half-hearted response to Jesus. They went to the max. And so in my sermon, I thought about what it would mean for us as a church to go to the max for Haiti. The fifth bishop of Kentucky, Bishop Marmion, invested a good bit of his life in the mission of the church in Haiti. In fact, he risked his life. And that's not an overstatement. He literally risked his life for the church in Haiti. In the 60s, then presiding Bishop John Hines asked our bishop, Bishop Marmion, to supervise a bishop election in Haiti. It was during the time that Papa Doc was the dictator, and he kept power by a network of secret police. And because the Episcopal Church has been a key player in Haitian life, we have been leaders in healthcare and education. And because we're leaders in education, many, many leaders of Haiti's government have been Episcopalians. Haiti is the largest diocese numerically in the Episcopal Church. Anyway, Bishop Marmion, at real personal risk, went down to supervise the election, and Papa Doc and his secret police had their candidate. And they insisted that the voting be done by show of hands, and our Bishop Marmion stared him down. Not only did he do that, but he roped off a 4-pew barrier between the electors and the police, and he made the secret police stay beyond the barrier. I will never forget him telling me this story. And then he said, "My presiding bishop has said that this election will be by secret ballot, and it will." And the election elected the good guy by paper ballot, not Popper Doc's candidate. So I tell this story in Shelbyville, and I tell it in this interview to remind the people of Kentucky of the historical link between these two dioceses. And as I think about this moment in time and in history, part of what we're doing is to partner with all other persons of goodwill in bringing relief to Haiti. But we also, I think, had the additional responsibility of being good stewards of our previous bishop's investment, of his own life, to be sure that there was a stable and viable church in Haiti. The Bishop of Haiti is one of the most respected people in the House of Bishops. But whenever I see him, he frequently asks how Mrs. Marmion is doing. And he personally remembers that era in the church's life. And he knows what a courageous bishop Gresh Marmion was to intervene so effectively in that church's life and history. So not only are we doing what other persons of goodwill in our country are doing by sending all the support we can, and right now it needs to be financial, and it needs to be through Episcopal Relief and Development or through the Red Cross, depending on people's own choice. We have to be careful. We just got an alert yesterday. I just received an alert yesterday on the House of Bishops website that an email purporting to be from the Bishop of Haiti is a scam. So already evil is trying to exploit the good-hearted response of the American people to this. So Episcopalians need to know that the network has already been strongly established between Episcopal Relief and Development and the Diocese of Haiti.